We continue with Surah Saba, which is the 34th Surah of the Noble Quran. It is in the 22nd Juz of the Noble Quran, and we pick up from verse number 15 onwards. Allah Rabbul Izzah makes reference after referring to Nabi Dawood and Sulaiman alayhi salatu wasalam. Allah Rabbul Izzah then says, لَقَدْ كَانَ لِسَبَئٍ فِي مَسْكَنِهِمْ آيَةٍ. There was certainly a sign for the people of Saba in their settlements. Saba, also known as Sheba, was a nation in Yemen, whose name was derived from their forefathers, Saba bin Yashhab. And they were all descendants of the Ya'rab bin Qahtan. And they lived in a city called Ma'rib, which was located at about 3-day journey east of Sana'a. And they, describing their fortunes, Allah Rabbul Izzah says that there were certainly signs for the people of Saba in their settlements. Jannatani ayyaminu wa shimal. Two orchards lying on the right and lying on the left. They had these bounties of Allah. The two gardens, so they had two lengthy gardens to the right and the left that stretched over several kilometers. Had they possessed any understanding, these gardens would have been sufficient for them to realize the sign of Allah's mercy and power, and thereby believe and remain grateful to Allah. This would have been sufficient just to look at these gardens and to appreciate. Allah Rabbul Izzah told them, قُلُوا مِن رِزْقِ رَبِّكُمْ وَشْكُرُوا لَهُ. All you have to do is eat from the provisions of your Rabb and be grateful to Him. Eat from the provisions of your Rabb and be grateful to Him. It was as though the signs was telling them to take benefit from the bounties of Allah and to be grateful to their true benefactor, and that they should not become ungrateful by opting for unbelief and disobedience. بَلْدَةٌ طَيِّبَةٌ وَرَبٌّ غَفُورٌ. Referring to them, Allah Rabbul Izzah says, a bountiful city and a forgiving Rabb. Now when mentioning the buildings of the people of Saba, the author of Ardul Quran writes that in this regard the buildings have something called a water dam. And the Arabs of Hijaz refer to it as Sad, while the Arabs of Yemen refer to it as Arim. And there is no perennial rivers in the Arab lands. The water flows down the mountains into the deserts and become dry and lost there. It cannot be used for irrigation purposes. And the people of Saba used to construct huge dams at appropriate places between various mountains and valleys in order to block the water, which could be used for irrigation purposes whenever the need arose to do so. And there were thousands of such dams in the kingdom of Saba. And the most famous of these dams is the Ma'arib Dam, which was situated in the capital, Ma'arib. To the south of the city are two mountains on the right and the left, and they are known as the Ablaq Mountains. And the Saba had constructed the Ma'arib Dam between these two mountains in approximately 800 BC. And this dam constituted a wall that was approximately 150 feet long and 50 feet wide. And a major portion of this wall had been destroyed. However, about one third of it still remains. Now, interestingly, a European explorer by the name of Arnold had written an article on the present state of the wall in the French Asiatic Society journal, and he's also prepared a map detailing the state of this wall, and there are inscriptions at various places on this wall. And he had deciphered these inscriptions as well. And this wall had many sluices at the top and the bottom, which could be opened or closed whenever the need arose. And on the eastern and the western sections of the wall were two large sluices whereby the water was distributed either to the left or to the right side and irrigated respective land. And through the system of irrigation, about 300 square miles of land had come under cultivation in this desert and barren land. Thousands of acres of land were turned into gardens and orchards, which contained various types of fruits and fragrant trees. Allah refers to these very gardens when He says, Jannatani ayyamini wa shimal. They had these gardens, and what a system Allah had favored them with. And the Greek historian Agathos had said in this regard that the Saba inhabited the green and lush area of Arabia, where plentiful of excellent fruit of all kinds grow, and the land is close to a seashore and has very beautiful trees. Inland there is very dense jungle of lofty trees. A very sweet fragrance emanates from these trees, and due to the large variety of trees, it's difficult to identify and describe each tree. This is what Allah refers to as Baldatun Tayyibatun, the pleasant land. But added to that, وَرَبٌ غَفُورٌ, and the sustainer is forgiving, making reference to the fact that they should be grateful to Allah out of their own accord. However, if they, due to human constraints, they display any deficiency, then Allah is not so strict as to take them to task for all mistakes. Rather, He will forgive them for out of His mercy. For those who can thank Him for His bounties, then He ought to be thanked. So that is what they needed to do, was simply to thank Allah Rabbul Izzah for these numerous bounties. Instead of doing that, what they did, فَأَعْرَضُوا, they turned away. They turned away, the people did not heed to the words of the vice of the Nabi, and they continued to refuse to show their gratitude. Allah Rabbul Izzah says, فَأَرْسَلْنَا عَلَيْهِمْ سَيْلَ الْعَرِيمِ, and then we sent upon them a fierce flood. وَبَدَّلْنَاهُمْ بِجَنَّتَيْهِمْ جَنَّتَيْنِ, and we gave them in exchange for their two gardens, other gardens, رَوَاتَيْ أُكُلٍ خَمْتِيُ وَأَثْلِيُ وَشَيْءٍ مِنْ سِدْرٍ قَلِيلٍ. We gave them gardens which had some bitter fruit, tamarisks, and few lout trees. And this incident may have taken place between the period of Sayyidina Isa and the advent of Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, when they did not show gratitude for the bounty of Allah. This is how Allah then punished them. Allah Rabbul Izzah said, ذَلِكَ جَزَيْنَاهُمْ بِمَا كَفَرُوا, this was our retribution to them. وَهَلْ نُجَازِ إِلَّا الْكَفُورِ, and this is our retribution to those who are ungrateful. A severe retribution, that everything was taken away from them. Subhanallah, we need to take lesson from this, that how quickly bounties can be snatched away from people. In moments, everything can be taken. Everything can be snatched away, and within moments, everything is then changed from a positive to a negative situation. May Allah give us the ability to appreciate His bounties. May Allah not make us from those who, despite having so much, yet we look beyond and we look at what we don't have. We don't look at what we already have. And that tends to be human nature. That is what happened to these people, and that is what happened to many nations previously.